Hey everyone, welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and trust me, we're diving into some deep stuff today. I mean, have you ever been stuck in that loop of thinking you know everything? You know, the one where every situation feels like a personal affront because your brilliant mind clearly sees it all. Yeah, not exactly a recipe for peace, right? Today, we're talking about cultivating humility and emotional intelligence, the ultimate power couple when it comes to building resilience and finding it in a balance. It's time to ditch the ego trip and level up our emotional game. First things first, let's talk about humility. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Humility sounds like a buzzword for being a doormat. But trust me, it's so much more than that. True humility isn't about belittling yourself while constantly apologizing. It's about acknowledging your strengths while recognizing your limitations, accepting feedback gracefully, and being open to learning from others. Think of it as this. You're not trying to be the smartest person in the room, you're just trying to be the most curious. Ever notice how some people seem to absorb information like sponges? They genuinely want to understand different perspectives and learn from everyone they meet. That's humility in action. Now let's talk about emotional intelligence, EQ for short. Ever feel like some people just seem to get what others are feeling? That's EQ at work. It's the ability to recognize, understand, and manage your own emotions, as well as empathize with others. Think about it. Strong EQ means you can navigate difficult conversations with grace, build strong relationships based on trust and understanding, and bounce back from setbacks with resilience. Here are five key takeaways that will level up both your humility and emotional intelligence. 1. Be a sponge, not a mirror. Instead of constantly reflecting your own opinions, actively listen to others and try to understand their perspectives, even if you don't agree. You might be surprised by what you learn. 2. Embrace feedback like a champ. Feedback isn't always easy to swallow, but it's essential for growth. When someone offers feedback, thank them for their honesty and use it as an opportunity to learn and improve. 3. Get curious about your own emotions. Take time to reflect on your feelings and what triggers them. This self-awareness will help you manage your emotions effectively and build stronger relationships. Or, practice empathy like it's yoga. Put yourself in other people's shoes and try to understand their experiences, even if they are different from your own. A little empathy goes a long way. 5. Celebrate the wins, big and small. Acknowledge your successes, but don't let them inflate your ego. Share your wins with others and celebrate their victories too. After all, we're all on this journey together. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a networking event, feeling a little shy. Suddenly, someone starts talking about a topic you know absolutely nothing about. What do you do? Do you clam up or pretend to be an expert? Nope. You take a deep breath, remember our key takeaways, and say something like, "That's really interesting. I'm actually new to this area. Could you tell me more about?" Not only have you shown humility by admitting what you don't know, but you've also sparked a genuine conversation. You're learning, connecting, and building relationships based on authenticity. That's the power of EQ and humility in action. All right, champions, let's recap. Today, we talked about cultivating humility and emotional intelligence. We learned that true humility isn't about shrinking ourselves, it's about being open to learning and growing. And strong EQ allows you to navigate life with grace, empathy, and resilience. Remember, building a stoic core is a journey, not a destination. So keep practicing those key takeaways, be kind to yourselves, and never stop growing. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with your friends who need a little dose of wisdom. Leave a review on your podcast app, let me know what you think. Until next time, keep building that core. Stay strong, stay resilient, and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.